Hello, advanced listeners, and welcome back to another episode of Advanced Studio Classroom. Today, we're continuing with our lifestyle article for August 4th. I'm your host for today, Simon Stops, and today's article is the second part of a two-day article called Five Totally Doable Time Management Strategies. I'm joined today in the studio by two panelists who also were with us yesterday for the program. First, we have Pauline.
Hey, everyone. It was a great conversation yesterday, and I'm sure it'll be good again today.
And we also have Jack.
Hello, everybody. A very relevant topic for everyone, so let's keep talking about it.
One of the things we sort of discovered yesterday as we were talking to each other is that we all have very different ways and kinds of, I guess, levels of scheduling, levels of intensity anyway in the way we schedule. And I guess that gets down to the fact that time management is a very personal thing. It really, how much of it you do really depends on the situation you're in life and a lot of different things like that. But nonetheless, our writer for this article made a good case yesterday for why time management was important. Pauline, why was that?
That's right. She points out that we all have goals in life. We have ambitions, things that we want to succeed in. And she strongly suggests that you're not going to be able to do that if you don't learn how to manage your time. And furthermore, if you don't manage your time and you don't succeed at any of these life goals that you have, you're likely to have a lot of regrets as you get older and older, and that can turn you into a bitter person, a depressed person, or a victim. And, you know, just these qualities that you really don't want for your life. You want to be a happy person who feels successful and fulfilled in the ways that you have approached life. And so she argues that the way to do that is through learning how to manage your time well.
So we all have goals, and we all want to achieve them, not only because that lets us do cool things we want to do, but also because it helps us avoid negative effects that come from not accomplishing anything. And one of the best ways to do that is good time management. Do I have that right?
That's right.
Okay. And Jack, we also discussed yesterday two tips, the first two, in fact, of the five tips this article covers, about ways to improve your time management. Can you give us a quick summary of those tips?
Absolutely. The first tip is kind of a surprising one. I like what you said a second ago, Simon, that we all have goals. I think that's true. I think sometimes we have a lot of goals that come into our minds. And the author suggests, for the first tip, that we can use procrastination as a tool to sort out our goals and to find which ones stick in our minds and are the most important ones. And then those are the ones that we really need to seriously pursue while we can kind of procrastinate on some of the less important goals.
And so procrastinating, again, was putting things off for the future when you really could do them today, right? And usually that word has a negative sort of feeling associated with it. And so one of the things we suggested yesterday was that this tip could actually be renamed something about setting good priorities and choosing which goals you're going to pursue. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the second tip was?
Start scheduling out what you want to achieve. And this is basically a simple call to learn how to schedule, which is, I think we all agreed, is not really a very commonly taught skill. It's not taught in schools typically, at least in America. And I think it maybe should be, because it is definitely a life skill. And as the author claims, if you want to accomplish something, you need to know what to do. You need to plan it. You often need to take a larger goal and put it into steps, and then you need to plan out all of those steps. So scheduling is the key to succeed at any undertaking. And that word undertaking, what does that mean?
Oh, undertaking is just a task, a large piece of work that you want to take on. And I think this is true. You know, if you have something you mean to do, we often use this word like you intend to do something, you mean to get around to doing this goal. But if you don't carve out time, if you don't look at your life and be really honest about what time you have and how you can make time for this goal, then it's probably not going to happen.
That's it. So today we're planning to push forward with the next three tips. Join us in your Advanced Studio Classroom magazines. You can see today's reading on page 13. It's for August 4th, 2018. And let's get into that reading now.
Three, make the timing right. The timing isn't right is one of the most common excuses to avoid taking on a big project. It sounds like a reasonable excuse, and in many cases, you can even look at your schedule and point to the absolute lack of free time. Unfortunately, waiting for good timing is nothing but an advanced form of the most lethal type of procrastination. You have to find a way to shake out some free time in your schedule. You might have to sleep an hour less, work on the weekend, and find ways to combine activities. At my gym, there's kids' jiu-jitsu and adult jiu-jitsu at the same time. For the parents in the class, that solves the problem of finding a babysitter. If you wait for the right time to do something, you'll never do it. 4. Act fast. When you've decided to do something, you have to act quickly. Successful people are obsessed with speed. Speed is the antithesis of waiting for the right timing. Achieving a goal you really want means setting plans in motion as soon as you commit to them. There's no 3-year deliberation, intricate plan, or waiting until your toddler is off to college.
Okay, so the third tip here, make the timing right, is kind of a reference to this thing you often hear people say when they're trying to avoid doing something, right? They'll say, the timing isn't right, or it's not the right time to do something. And what do people usually mean when they say that?
They usually just mean they don't have the time. There's too many other things going on in their life. They don't have the time to make that a priority.
So if someone says this to you when you ask them to help you out with something, are they saying, no, I don't like the idea? Are they saying, I like the, what are they saying to you?
They're saying, it's a great idea, I wish I could, but I can't. So it's still a no, but it's the idea behind it, like, oh, I would like to maybe someday.
It's like a supportive no, right? So that's what's happening when you're asking someone to help you. But I guess people also say this sort of thing when they're talking about their own goals, the idea being that they're just too busy to pursue their goals right now, and so they're hoping to set off those goals for a later time. But this person, this writer, is suggesting that this is a bad idea.
Right. And again, I think we have to remember our first tip, which you have to decide what your priorities are, right? So I think of my sister. One of her great dreams is to become a pilot. She'd like to get licensed. But right now she has a baby and she has another one on the way. And it probably is not the right time for her to become a pilot. Maybe for some people they would say you could do both. But I think for her, she would say her priority is being a mom, and that trumps, that is more important than this other one. But you have to make those decisions. What are your biggest priorities? And if you know one is your top priority, then they're saying then if that is your top priority, the timing can be right. You just need to make it happen.
That's right. In the case of your sister, I would say that is definitely a reasonable excuse. It's a very good idea that she should prioritize her family at that point. The question is, often the author says we look at our schedules and we point to the absolute lack of free time. And I think this is a very definitely widespread problem in our society, isn't it? We all have lost our time. Our schedules are completely full. And it seems like it's impossible to make time for the goals that we want to get done.
So this third tip is kind of closely connected, I guess, then to the first tip from yesterday. And the idea yesterday was just that we need to pick our priorities and decide which goals are most important to us. And here we're saying if one of those goals is very important to you and your schedule is full, you need to find a way to make time for the important priority.
That's right, because your schedule is probably not jam-packed full all with number one priorities, right? So if you have a number one priority that is not, or number two, number three, that's not fitting into your schedule, then I think she's saying you need to look through and find what things are on a lower tier of priority and maybe cut those out or be creative with your schedule to find ways to fit more time in.
That's right. In the second paragraph here, they make reference to the most lethal type of procrastination. And what they're saying there is that if you are waiting for good timing on something that really should be a high priority, you are actually doing this bad or lethal really means deadly, kind of procrastination. Why is it lethal, this kind of procrastination?
Well, I like the use here because the idea is it's going to kill any hope that that goal is ever going to be realized because your whole life is going to be full of lots of immediate things that need to be done. There's always going to be a schedule full of things. If you're not willing to make it fit and make time for your number one priorities, it'll never be time.
So if we're talking about why this kind of procrastination is lethal, I think we're really going back to what we talked about during the introduction yesterday, where we talked about how people can experience all kinds of negative effects when they put off completing their goals. So, for example, we said people blame other people or become angry and bitter. Other people become depressed. And so what you don't want to do is put off a goal that's very important to you because you really need to do the laundry tonight. And so you don't want to choose something that's lower priority, like doing laundry every day, over something that really is an important goal for you.
Yeah, and I think if we're honest, a lot of us spend a lot of time on social media and computers and games. There are a lot more ways to fill up your time in like nothing kind of activities and like really filler kind of ways that I think that's just one quick way to shake out your free time is to think, when am I on Facebook? When am I watching TV? When am I doing these things? Could I be doing something more productive? When I am on the MRT, could I be listening to a language lesson on my headphones instead of playing a game? Or, you know, various things I think that really could give you more laser focus on what you want to accomplish.
That's right. And Pauline, you actually used the same phrase as the writer here, shake some free time out of your schedule. Right?
I loved this phrase because I have this visual of me taking my purse and just shaking everything out because I'm trying to find something in there or it's too full and I need to like rearrange. And so I think that's just a great visual.
I liked the phrase too, but I don't have a purse to shake. So I didn't think of the same thing, but I do like this idea of kind of shaking your schedule so that all of the things that aren't sticky or aren't so important kind of fall out. And so I thought that was a good idea. Then our writer gives us an example. Jack, can you tell us about that example?
Well, they say you might have to sleep an hour less, work on the weekend, and find ways to combine activities.
That's right. And the specific example is actually at the writer's gym, where the writer mentions that there's both adult jiu-jitsu and kids jiu-jitsu at the same time. What's jiu-jitsu?
That's a type of martial arts sport that you might be doing for exercise or maybe because it's a goal of yours to learn this. So you can be fulfilling that goal while also taking care of one of your major responsibilities that's on the schedule, which is taking care of your children, making sure they're being watched.
So it's kind of a Japanese wrestling class, basically. Mm-hmm. And the idea here is that because your kids are in the class at the same time, you don't need to worry about getting a babysitter. Mom or dad can take a class and the kids can take a class at the same time. And it's a great way to, I guess we could say, kill two birds with one stone, right? Mm-hmm. A great English idiom. And so this section concludes with like a summary. If you wait for the right time to do something, you'll never do it. Do you agree?
I do agree. I do think it's okay to put some things off, especially if you have a very specific definition of what the right time is and you have a plan for that. But the things that you believe are should be your number one priority, if you're just putting them up off for the right time, some ambiguous someday when the time is right, it's never going to happen.
I think in my experience, it's not just that you never get around to it, because sometimes you do find yourself with free time to do these things. For me, the big problem has been that my goals change over time. And so by the time I have time to accomplish a goal, often it's just not a very important goal anymore. My life has kind of moved on. And so that brings us to tip number 4, act fast. Jack, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. The idea of this tip is that if you've decided, okay, this goal that I have is a priority, I'm going to make the time for it, then go ahead and act quickly. Do it. And he cites that successful people are obsessed with speed, that speed is the antithesis of waiting for the right timing. And so antithesis, that's a very interesting sounding word, and it's a complex sounding word that basically means the exact opposite. So when he's talking about waiting for the right timing, not doing anything, holding off, he's saying the exact opposite is to act quickly and just go ahead and do it.
Yeah, this idea, you find this all over the place in English, right? When I read this section, the first thing that came to mind was a very famous saying, seize the day, right? It's very popular in English movies, and it's a sentiment that you hear from a lot of people.
Well, I liked what you said about when an idea comes to mind, that's probably when you have the most excitement and energy, you know, about it. If you wait for years and years to get around to it, by the time you get to it, that initial excitement has worn off, and it's a lot more difficult to get momentum going. So to me, it's all about momentum. It's about starting off with a high degree of intensity and speed so that it can really propel you into making this goal happen.
Yeah. And I think there is a good lesson in this. I know for myself, often I find it difficult to start on the project. Once the project has started, it's no problem continuing. But taking that first step can sometimes be very intimidating and a bit of a risk. And so I thought it was interesting that the writer notes that successful people tend to be obsessed with speed and are probably very good at this idea of getting things started. It seems to me that once you've started something, even if the plan has to change, it's a lot easier to change once you're going than it is to redesign your whole idea.
Although I think it depends a little bit on your personality. You might be the kind of person who gets really excited and jumps into doing something and then gets distracted by another great idea and starts jumping into that, and then you're never following through. You're never sticking it out. So also I think that's the nice thing with getting 5 tips. They're all integrated together, and you have to be honest about yourself. Which one of these things do you tend to do well, and which things do you really struggle with and need to focus on more?
Yeah, so the caution here is in the last sentence where the writer says, there's no 3-year deliberation, intricate plan, or waiting until your toddler is off to college. And the idea here, this isn't a literal sentence. The suggestion is you don't want to wait around thinking about it. That's deliberating, considering it, or doing an intricate, very detailed, specific plan, or just waiting for a better time. Instead, you want to get started on something right away. And that brings us to our second reading. We'll go on with the 5th tip now.
Five, but don't rush the results. While acting fast is absolutely vital, you can't expect to hit your destination right away or that you won't hit some bumps along the way. When you're taking on big projects, you'll face all kinds of obstacles. You might struggle to break old habits, and you'll probably struggle to form new, healthy habits. Whatever you're trying to do, you're guaranteed to struggle with some aspect of it, and you're also guaranteed to mess up. It doesn't matter. Just keep hammering. Whatever your problems, just keep at it. Even if you neglect what you're doing for 3 weeks, just pick it back up.
So the 4th tip was basically a suggestion to get moving, act fast, and take some initiative and start work. But Tip 5 then acts as a bit of a warning. It says, don't rush the results. Tell us about that, Pauline.
Yeah, so this is a nice balance that they strike, right? So they say, start off as soon as you can. Get some momentum going. Push hard. But then know that the end, the final results of that are going to take some time, and you need to be willing to put the time into it. Actually, it kind of goes to what I was saying. Maybe there are some people who get really excited about ideas and they immediately jump into it, but then really quickly they get distracted by something else and they just try and wrap it up really quick so they can do something else. But that's not going to result in quality products and really fulfilling goals in the way you probably want to.
Well, yeah, and I suppose actually that kind of goes back to the idea we heard in the first day where we were told about sticky ideas, and the idea was that you need to kind of wait and see if an idea is sticking in your head or kind of staying around for a little while, because you recognize that not all of your ideas are good ideas that you want to move forward with. So it's not that deliberation or thinking about something is a terrible idea. You don't just want to act right away on every idea that comes into your head. Instead, you want to choose those ideas carefully, and you want to do that because making an idea a reality or accomplishing a goal can actually have a big effect on your life. And it actually mentions here some of the different kinds of changes you might see in your life while you're trying to make one of these goals happen. Jack, what are some of those changes?
Well, a change that you might experience is you might have a struggle to break an old habit. So, for instance, you may need to form new habits that are going to help you keep this long-term goal in mind, and it might be a struggle to form those habits.
Right. I mean, if you have a full schedule and you had to shake it out and rearrange the schedule to make time for this, then you had a habit of doing all these things in the old schedule and now you have to rearrange it, and that's not going to necessarily be easy or comfortable, and you have to be committed to doing that.
Yeah, when we were talking about scheduling, one of the ideas we touched very lightly upon it is this idea that you're not really required to do your own scheduling until you're in college. And that's kind of a pattern that I think people see in life in general. You know, when you are first starting out, basically other people keep your schedule for you and they keep reminding you and telling you what you're supposed to be doing. But at some point, if you're sort of developing as a person, you come to sort of be in charge of your own schedule. And then if you do okay with that and you move on, you find yourself kind of taking responsibility for other people as well. And each time you go through one of those changes, it requires breaking old habits, right? And trying to form new habits. And so I think that's really what they're talking about here. We then go into not another tip, more of a conclusion, but I thought this was kind of a tip too. If we were to add this as tip 6, I would have called this, don't give up.
Yeah, or I was thinking, don't expect smooth sailing, right? Don't think that just because, okay, now I've set my schedule up, I've picked a priority, from here on, it's going to be smooth sailing, it's just going to go great. You have to be honest about the fact that it's going to be difficult. There's that idea that anything worth doing is worth doing well, but also is usually going to it's going to take something. It's going to cost something. It's valuable to do, but it's going to take a lot of work and effort, and it's not going to come easy. So you've got to be up for that and know that it's coming.
So they actually say here, well, it's just what you said, Pauline, you're guaranteed to struggle with some aspect of it. So some part of accomplishing your goal is going to be difficult, and you're guaranteed to make mistakes or mess up there. And then they say it doesn't matter. Just keep hammering. Pauline, we better ask you, because you're Pauline Hammer, right? What on earth are they talking about here?
They just mean, again, that idea, don't give up, just keep trying. I guess quite literally with the visual of this is if you miss the nail, you know, you just keep going. Eventually you'll hit it, and then you just keep going, and it'll work itself out as long as you don't give up and stop putting energy into it.
Yeah, it's like you're building something, right? And so even if you're making some mistakes, don't stop and tear the whole thing down. Just keep building. And then they bring us to the last sentence. Whatever your problems, just keep at it. Even if you neglect what you're doing for 3 weeks, just pick it back up. Now, I thought that was interesting. If you neglect what you're doing for 3 weeks, that's kind of a warning too, isn't it, Jack?
Absolutely, but you know what? even if it's you neglect something for 3 years. As we kind of came to the conclusion of this article, it made me think a lot of the article has been talking about setting new goals, but I think in many cases for a lot of us, maybe this article is talking more about a goal that we had in the past and we dropped. And it's something that it's still there. It's a very real goal, and we should pick it up. You know, we can keep at it, which is to continue working at something, even if it's difficult, even if I've totally stopped making progress, I can keep at it.
Right. If you decide, you know what, that even after I dropped that and never got back to it, it's been something that's stuck in my head. I regret that I didn't finish it. If you're at a time, you know, not time in your life in the sense of is there time, but if it's still a potential, if there's still a possibility that you can do it, then don't see that as, you know, the proof that you can't do it. Just tell you, ah, this is the moment. All right, I'm going to start over again with, I'm going to act fast. I'm going to make time in my schedule. This is my time. I'm going to go for it.
Listeners, thank you so much for joining us for Advanced Studio Classroom today. We hope you liked our lifestyle article, and we hope you're able to use these 5 tips to improve your own time management strategies and hopefully find yourself accomplishing a lot of your own goals and dreams. If you have goals and dreams that you've been able to accomplish because of time management, why don't you send us an email at letters@studioclassroom.com or hop on our Facebook page and give us a comment there to let us know what's been going on with your time management. Thank you again for joining us, and we hope you'll join us again tomorrow for more Advanced Studio Classroom. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.